The coronavirus pandemic has shocked the social system, leaving many of us stranded at home, venturing out only for the essentials, if we are not essential ourselves. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill ponders what we might have learned from this national experience.
On April 16th, I went to lunch with a friend a few days before the practice of social distancing was instituted. My life as I had lived it quickly changed. Now I might see people, even hear them, but I could not touch, hug, or even get close enough to notice a friend's familiar scent, with the exception of my wife's. Now, of my five senses, social interactions would involve only two, seeing and hearing, and then only at a distance or on TV. Community life is sensual. Our social lunches include tasting food and perhaps the particular scent of our companions. We invariably touch them, shake hands or embrace, and of course, watch while listening to what they have to say. It's strange how of the five senses that being social regularly involves, overnight become only two. This is jolting. Relationships now become virtual and distant. The most horrifying outcome of this is, if a loved one dies of the virus, relatives can't even get near enough to them to say goodbye. They can't even be virtual farewells, just a terrible emptiness with no closure. Here on the shore, we have thus far been spared the worst. Infections have been comparatively few. We may be inconvenienced, as evidenced by the epic tales of toilet paper that persist. The presence or absence of it is front and center in social media. The subject has been a trove of riches for those who like to write gags about it. And then, many find that confinement at home is suffocating. We are thrust back onto ourselves. People who are extroverted will tell you straight out that the limits social distancing imposes drives them nuts. For introverted types like me, the alone time is welcome because I mostly read and write and occasionally putz around the house. For the last few years, a climate of uncertainty has pervaded the country. The arrival of the coronavirus has exacerbated our uncertainty dramatically. When it is over, will we be as divided and contentious as before? When will we feel safe again? And particularly, the question lingers whether we can go back to normal. I don't think this is something to wish for. Certainly, you and I want the disease contained so that we can return to work and enjoy families and friends in ways we couldn't before. The truth is, however, that the country was a mess when the virus struck, and to go back to those same circumstances when it's over is not a good thing. What's the pandemic teaching us that we don't fully grasp yet, and how does that inform how we go ahead? The political climate has been divisive, driving people apart, underscoring our differences as dangerous ones. The pandemic, on the other hand, is teaching us just how connected we are, how mutually independent we are, how much we need each other to survive, not just here in America, but worldwide. One thing it is teaching us, if we will only hear it: we are all vulnerable people, and our future will be secured only as we cooperate with each other here and worldwide. George Merrill on the shore.